Well, we finally come to the end of our Trade Show University, 23 days. I hope this has really helped to turbocharge your trade show marketing efforts. And, you know, through the years, I've found that a lot of people don't like trade shows. They find it to be stressful and difficult and maybe not as effective as they'd hope it would be sometimes. But I hope that through this process that maybe you found trade shows can be fun, can be successful, and you're really excited about what you can do. And so I just wanted to share our last step in the process. It's a pretty simple one. Step number 10, measure your progress. And it's important to measure how you're doing in your trade show marketing for a couple reasons. First of all, you can't determine your return on investment if you aren't measuring. And you know, you don't know how you're doing on your goals. You don't know if trade show marketing is the right tool for your company if you're not measuring. So it's critical that you measure, and you've got to keep measuring throughout the year to do that effectively. You've got to understand when you close leads throughout the year that came through trade shows, make sure that you're tracking and you know that they came from a particular trade show. Or maybe the lead didn't even come from the trade show, but the trade show played a huge role in moving them along in your sales process. So you're gonna have to get, you know, kind of sophisticated in how you measure that. And as I talked about a few weeks ago, using Infusionsoft is a tool that we can use to tag and measure how prospects have flowed through the sales process, okay? So very important to measure our progress so that we can determine our return on investment. The next hidden benefit of measuring your progress is it allows you to really determine what's working and what's not within your trade show program. So as you measure specific things, you want to kind of note what worked one year so that you can put it into play an even greater effect next year. So you may find that, okay, we're going to try something this year. We measured it and we go, wow, that worked. And okay, this year, let's do the same thing. And then let's try to tweak it by adding this little element. And we do that, and maybe it didn't work as well as last year. So we go, okay, we're gonna throw that out. Let's try this new thing the next year. Oh, that worked. Let's do it again, and to even greater effect. So when we measure our progress, it really allows us to optimize what we're doing, to continually put in improvements. Some things we try are gonna work, some things aren't. And I want you to apply this in all areas, you know, a way you did a social media video, the way you use Twitter. Did it work? Did it not work? How can I use it better next time? And when you do more than one trade show a year, you can really get a huge effect on this. If you're doing 4 shows a year, 5 shows a year, the more you get to test and measure, the more you know what's going to work and what's not going to work. And that is tremendously beneficial for what you're doing. So take the time to make sure that you have a system for measurement and all of your staff know what they need to be tracking, know what they want to need to keep track of for you and to determine, you know, how your trade shows are working. We've talked about a lot of information through these last 23 days and 10 steps. And, you know, it is going to be very difficult to implement all of this stuff at all at once. And I don't want you to try to do that. I want you to take the best ideas of what you've learned and put those things into place. And I think just by thinking about what you're going to do, you're going to find it's just going to give you a huge advantage. You know, I joke about dominating your competition, but it's really true. You know, in my experience, 17 years, probably more than 20,000 companies I've worked with to go to a trade show. And most of them are not really thinking about a strategy. They're being reactive. They're focused on the logistics. And if you just think a little bit about your business, about your message, about your prospects, about what your goals are, you're just gonna have tremendous success. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited for what you can accomplish. And you know, the reason we did this is that Display It, we want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to our clients, our vendors, our community, and our team, but especially you, our clients. That's why we created this. We want you to have the best trade show that you possibly can, and that's what we're here for. So in the days and months to come, If you need help, email me. I'll connect you with my team. I'll help you out. We'll help you put together logistics and great booths. That's what we're here for. So after this video, you're going to get one more email from us, and I'll have a few closing details. One of those things will be a special promo code so that you can get a $100 credit from displayit.com. So I know you've got all these creative ideas for your display that you want to put in action. We're going to get you started with that, with the $100 credit, and a little other surprise of something that we want to share with you. So I just want to thank you so much. I know this was a real investment of your time and your energy and your thoughts. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, share it. Share our Trade Show University link with the friends that you have, and hopefully we can be a blessing to their programs as well. So I want to wish you nothing but the best. Here's to your trade show success, and we hope to talk to you again soon. Take care.